Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together to explore the world of healing and heal the planet one person at a time. And I have somebody who is doing just that today, Ann Tucker. She's lovely, and she's a friend of mine, so I'm super pleased to have her on the show with me today again. And Ann is the author. She's an author, a business coach, healer, channel, and she is the creator of this fantastic modality called Business Energetics in the Authentic Expression Test. So, and lately she has sort of broken out of this, the business world and out of the spiritual closet. And now she's channeling these nine angelic frequencies. So she's doing a series called the Nine Angelic Frequency Series and is a channel for angelic wisdom. And her goal with that is to help you learn how to share your gifts with the world and be rewarded for it. And we decided today we were going to talk about sort of how to not be a hobbyist, how to go from getting your gifts out of the hobby trap and getting into your actual life purpose.
Yeah, which I think is a great topic personally.
Oh, and I just wanted to say I do too. I'm dying to talk to you about it. And you're also the author of this book, Undoubtedly Awesome. Yes.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that maybe at the end, and so people can, you know, we can get into that a little bit too. But yes. So tell us how you've gone through this transition of being like kind of a business chick, you know, really successful, you know, coach and business entrepreneur, you know, like working in the corporate world and running your own business. And then you had this like incredible spiritual, you know, awakening. And I mean, I've known you for a while now, so I know that you have always had that spiritual side. Like, that's not a surprise to me. I'm like, yeah, you've got this totally angelic nature. Of course, you know, like, yes, you do. And then somehow these worlds like crash together in you, like, just like, I don't know, like a few minutes ago, it seems like that.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. It was like, you're right. I've been doing it all this time. Like, but I had, even in my, like the way my business was structured, I had my business stuff on one webpage and I had my, the spiritual stuff on in a totally different spot. And it was recently, and I think it's just everything right now is like the world is ready for this awakening and everything sort of came together. And when I finally brought it all together and kind of like, yeah, this is all integrated. And I do think that, and I can speak to this directly, that, you know, in the business world, I always felt like there wasn't space for, you know, for angelic wisdom, right? There wasn't space for this, for the woo. And it's really, the more that I embrace that, I recognize, and it makes sense, right? It, of course, business is spiritual. There's no reason why you should exclude spirit from business. Business isn't, it is in the same way that we have feminine energy and masculine energy, you know, left and right side of our brain. We have the business is just as divine. And when you infuse it, when you mix the both sides together, I'm finding it's like now that I finally just said, yeah, I'm going to stick it all up there and put it on one website, make it, this is, it's all one thing. I can't imagine why I was ever reluctant to do it in the first place. You know, it makes so much sense to me now. And it's been the process, like what I taught all this time has been, the sort of the sneaky ninja, spiritual ninja, like I'm leading you towards your awakening, but we're just talking about how you make decisions. Right. You're actually talking about your soul type and how you.
I mean, your thing that you downloaded this, the soul types that you wrote your book about, you didn't call it like business types, you know, you didn't call it like, it's soul types. So you've been working with soul energy this whole time, you know, and what do you think, what changed? Like, what was it that, was it the lockdown period we were in, or is it like, what happened for you that?
Do you know, I think that it was one step after another through this whole process. Like I've been very open, you know, I mean, you know, in terms of the people who knew me as being on the spiritual side, I've been very open with that. But I think it was as I started channeling these frequencies and recognized that the whole thing about the angelic frequencies is that it helps you to expand your gifts. Mm-hmm. And the frequencies, there's one per month and they're cumulative, that when you get one frequency, it's like they build, one builds across upon the next.
Yeah.
And What's amazing about it, though, is that they're designed to help people not only grow their gifts, but to use their gifts. Mm-hmm. That it's like a seed that gets planted inside you, and it doesn't grow unless you use it, right? You have to get it out into the world. And so that, you know, that recognizing this has always been my direction with business energetics. What I'm doing now is I have a whole course designed around helping people to figure out, like, with, you know, with all of us, you know, healers and channels, business isn't necessarily our first expression. So you need a structure to support you when you're out there sharing your gifts. And this is a, you know, in terms of having a divine purpose, I feel super inspired to teach people, to help people through that process, both from the perspective of helping them to expand their gifts, but then also giving them the structure to share the gifts. I think it's, the two are super tightly intertwined.
Yeah, they so are. And I think becoming more and more, like, so I you know, train healers for a really long time too. And, you know, and I totally know what you mean about, you know, people who are in the spirit, like more spiritual frame, healers, psychics, empaths, you know, those types don't always have a bone for business. Like, they don't always have, like, you know, an inner knowing of business. And I think they often need a coach or, you know, somebody like you to help guide them. I've always liked entrepreneurship and just enjoy the process myself. But I had this, like, for me, like, moment. I was just thinking about this the other day, like years and years, like 17, 18 years ago, I was going through a divorce. Yeah. And I was, I had this moment. I was like, I had three little kids. My kids were so small. They were like 3 and 5 and 8 years old. And I'd been working sort of as a hobbyist. I was working as like a, you know, seeing, like, I was a stay-at-home mom. I had little kids. I was seeing like a few clients a week, you know, 3 clients a week, 5 clients a month, you know, it was okay to dabble, you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I was getting divorced. And I couldn't get a job to save my life. I couldn't find a corporate job. I'd never had one. So how was I going to get one, you know?
Right.
And I remember I was so desperate. I was sitting in Wendy's filling out an application for a minimum wage job. And I was like crying. I was like, you know, I was like, how did it come to this? Wow. You know, and I just had this moment of like this like lightning strike where I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take my business out of the hobby and do it full time, you know?
Yeah.
And it was almost like, I would rather die. I would rather die and then submit that application to Wendy's, you know? And I like literally like threw it in the trash. Yeah. And you know, yeah, I was like, rah! And I went out and I put a deposit on my office and on office like the next day. You know, my business, like, just it was like off and running after that. So I had no really help. I had to figure it out myself. Like, I didn't know what I was doing either. But that was my moment. What do you think? And I've just talked to so many other people that are also especially now in this environment where maybe they've lost their jobs. Maybe they don't want to work the soul sucking corporate job that they hated, you know, anymore. Like and they're like, we're kind of at this crossroads where we're reevaluating our, you know, our values and wanting to live more and more from that gift. What do you think? Do you see a trend there?
Absolutely. And I think if people are looking for, if they've been dabbling in their gifts, I think there's a couple things that prevents them from stepping into doing it full time, from keeping it in that hobby zone. And I think it takes an event like you're talking about. It takes something sometimes. It takes an event that sort of kicks you in the rear and says, okay, get out there and do it. But it is not only is it scary, right? Because we think about when we go public, right? The first time you post something publicly on Facebook that's like about woo, you know, you feel, oh my gosh, you feel so. And I think it's, you know, how many lifetimes have we all been burnt at the stake for sharing our gifts, right?
Yeah.
But there's that piece of it. And then there's the second piece of it, which is that once you're in the process of developing your gifts, you're around other people who have been doing it longer. So you always think that you're never good enough, right? You always think I can't do this until I know, like, you know, what if I get a client and it doesn't work? You know, what if it's not going to happen for me? You know what I mean? Or you feel like I have to be, you know, I have to be like Esther Hicks before I can, you know, put my sign up and say I'm doing this professionally. So I think we pedestal a lot in this field. I think that we put other people on a pedestal. And the minute you do that, you're separating yourself from expressing your gifts. Mm-hmm. So I think that happens. And, you know, and I think another weird thing that happens is I think that because of the fact that when you're expressing your gifts, you're frequently in an altered state and it's like a dream state. And in the moment you come right out of it, you're like, that was awesome. It was so great. We connected and I saw this and this and this. And then 10 minutes later, it almost feels like it didn't happen. Hmm. So I think all of these things conspire to make you feel like you're not ready and make you feel like it's too scary. And the thing I would challenge people in terms of taking themselves and taking their gifts seriously is that if you think of it like a child, and like if you have a child and you're a babysitter for that child, and what is your, how do you feel about that child when you're the babysitter, right? You think about them like you want, you're going to have fun with them, right? And you're going to play games with them and it's a good time. But if you sneak them a little chocolate cake, you know, it's all okay. But what happens when you're the parent of that child? Like, how does your perspective shift when you're the parent? And when you're a parent, all of a sudden, you know, you want to make sure that kid eats their vegetables. And are they, you know, are they going to bed on time? And are they learning their manners? And are they really becoming their best selves? Are they expressing themselves fully in the world, right? Like, you're looking out for the child's welfare and helping them grow. And that's the difference between taking your gifts as a hobby versus taking it seriously and turning it into a business. Right. And it totally changes. And I think the most important thing about the fact that we need to, the reason why we need to take ourselves seriously and share our gifts in a public way is that when you do, like, there's a certain amount where you can practice your gifts, practice, and they're going to improve. But they're not going to really take it to the next level until you put yourself on a playing field with what that draws them out of you. You have to step up to the plate, and only then does what you're truly capable become is pulled from you, right? This is a pull process, not a push, right? It's not a thing where you're pushing yourself to become, you know, a clearer channeler or a clearer healer. You're, you know, push through learning and the hobby, right? That's right. A push mode. But yep. What becomes a pull mode is when you step up to the plate and when you need it, and all the sudden stuff comes out of you that you didn't even know was there.
Yeah, that's always been the way it's been for me. Like, my psychic information comes on a question basis. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm, when my client has a question, they really need to know the answer. Do you know what I mean? It's like, then all of a sudden the information is there.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, can you talk to animals? Well, I don't know. If you really need to, then I guess I can't, you know what I mean?
Like, right, exactly. Like,
it's all of a sudden I love that push pull thing. I think that's totally true. And I think like our own, you know, ego self, like the personal self gets so scared and so insecure and so feels unworthy. Like, you know, like I'm not special. I'm not worthy of these gifts. How can I be channeling 9 angelic frequencies? You know, like right. Me, you know, like it's that kind of thing. And I think it's like our soul self has such a different, your soul self's like set you like, it's like you signed up for this, you know, like on a soul. Right.
This is the plan.
Yeah.
This is the plan. Buckle up.
Exactly. Yeah, buckle up. It's always buckle up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really true. And I think it is being willing to trust. I got to tell you, for me, the first time I did the frequencies, you know, I had channeled that this was this, like, I knew that this was going to be, you know, the basically what it was. I knew it was, you know, I knew it was 9 different frequencies. I knew that they were going to be about 90 minutes long. But I hadn't done it before. The first time I did it was the first time I did it. I had done like a 10-minute practice session with a group before that. But this was, so I kind of had a sense for what it was going to be, but I didn't really know. And for me to show up to a group, and I had 60 people in the first session, and to show up to a group of 60 people promising a 90-minute agenda with no idea of what was going to happen. Could you imagine I'm a preparer.
I know you are. You have an agenda. You always have a clipboard. all your check marks and.
Yes.
Wow. That's intense. Exactly.
So for me, it was such a huge, you know, reinforcement of the lesson of trusting and allowing, of just showing up. And it was incredible, right? We had these levitation energies. They brought us all up to the angelic realm. People could physically feel the energies being lifted because they had to raise everybody up so that the angels could reach them more easily. So they lifted everybody up and then they brought us through this entire process. And it was It was awesome. It was amazing. And I couldn't have predicted it, right? It was like I had to experience, I had to go through it with everybody. And and here's what's amazing, is that one of the major themes that the entire session was about allowing, about yes, you can have a plan, but you come up with your concept and then you let go and you allow and you trust. Wow. And I think it's this whole thing about, yes, step into your gifts. You have to take yourself seriously. You have to trust that they're going to be there for you. And step into it, right? And it doesn't mean you have to do it on your own, because we're not all, as a matter of fact, that's a big part, you know, about what I teach, is that in terms of creating a business, there are seven different creative energies, seven different soul types, and each of us has one. And there's going to be two or three others that you're also pretty good at. And then there's going to be two or maybe three of these creative energies that you don't see and that you're not familiar with, that you don't know how to use. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to creating a business, you need all seven. So right. When people get stuck in their business or they plateau in their business, they don't understand why. They're not doing anything wrong. It's just that they need help understanding how to work through this whole process, how to use all seven.
Right. How to hire somebody that has the other part.
Right. The other pieces. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
exactly.
As a solopreneur, we don't usually, most of the people who are out there sharing their gifts are not looking to have a huge business, right? They're not looking to have a team, or like they're solo practitioners. They want to have their business with their service. So that's when you have to be the one man band. Mm-hmm. And that's really what my course is designed for. It's designed for those people who are like, okay, I'm doing a few clients. I want this business to support me full time. And I don't know how to make it happen.
Do you feel like people have to work, especially healers, have to work through their resistance around charging money, or the things we have, like spiritual people don't charge money? In
right.
that past life I had, like five times ago, they, you know, they told me I couldn't do that or whatever. Like, you know,
right.
what about that? How do we work through that piece?
You know, I think there is definitely, and it varies depending on, I'm like, I have met some people who refuse to say that, they refuse to use the word money anywhere in their marketing. They don't want to market. It's a gift. It's gifting. If you would like to gift me something, like it's literally there, that much of an aversion to doing it. And there is a lot of energy around that, right? That's very hard to overcome, because there's a lot of stuff around the energy exchange, that when you are offering your service, if you're doing it without an energy exchange that you feel awesome about it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where getting paid comes in. You don't feel good if you keep giving your service. And if you're getting something back, that isn't something you really need, right?
Right.
And if you're living in poverty, if you're living in a situation where you're worried about your expenses and you're giving your service away for free, or trading, or doing things that isn't giving you what you need, which is to support yourself in the world in a comfortable way. Not, you know, we're not supposed to be living bare minimum. We're supposed to be comfortable. We're supposed
right.
to be comfortable. The goal is to get to a place where you're so comfortable. It's not that you have to be Rockefeller. It means that you have to be not thinking about the money. You want to get to just to that perfect level where money is no longer on your mind, so
right.
that you can focus on your gifts, focus on your business and your gifts, because they are intertwined. It's that, you know, yin and yang, you need both. But I think that is, to me, you know, getting to that place, I think, is critical.
And what's like a good first step for that?
For the getting over the money part, or for
just the whole thing? Like, if I wanted to go from being a hobbyist to being, you know, real professional, like where would I start?
First step is to charge. Absolutely is to charge. And I think if somebody is really just starting out, then the first step is, okay, build up your confidence, do some trades, do some free sessions for friends in the beginning. And then the minute you have a few people who are interested in working with you, the minute you have a couple friends, maybe they tell a couple friends, you rely on your private network, right? To let people know that you do this, you have to be willing to come out of the closet.
Mm.
And then what you want to do is you want to just offer like as many sessions as you think you can fill. If you can only fill two sessions in a month, offer two sessions. Mm. And let those fill, because you want to be in a place where you don't feel desperate. You
right.
don't want to be emanating desperation. So you want to say, okay, I'm only offering two sessions this month. So if those two sell out, oh, I am sold out.
Mm.
Only two sessions. And then when those two sell out, when you're selling out two successfully, add another or add two more. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're selling out four sessions. Right. And then you do this to get to a place where you start to feel like, oh, I've actually got several people who are interested in work. I've got a business. Right. I've got.
Mm.
But it's not a business yet. You just have clients coming in. In order to have a full business, you need an engine. You need to have a whole process involved that helps you to take care of these clients, to nurture them, and to take advantage. When leads come into your business, what do you do with them, right? We end up focusing so much on bringing people into our business, right? We're always focused on how do I get more clients? How do I get more? But the thing is, if you bring people into your business and there's no business, if they come in and they just they kind of fall out the other end,
right?
You're investing it to, you're basically losing a bunch of money, and you're losing it, like you're spending money on trying to get generate leads, and you're not, you're really, it's like trying to put things into a funnel that has a hole at the end.
Yeah. My business guy says, generate leads, convert leads, provide world-class service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to do each of those steps along the way. And if you're not providing world-class service, you're not, you know, that's the hole in the back end of the funnel.
Right.
Or you're providing world-class service, but you can't talk about it. Yeah. You know, you can't open your mouth and say what you do, or you're like, you know, and it was hard for me because I was like, I'm a psychic. I'm like, I'm a psychic. What? You know, like, it took me such a long time to, like, you know, really come out with that, because it's so, especially when I started, which was like, dang near 30 years ago, when being a, you know, that was like so controversial. Like, and now, you know, even now it's still a little like, but it, you know, there's more room, more leeway for it, but it's been like, for me, a constant, like, and then every time I get comfortable, you know, I'm like, okay, now I think I publish a book. It's like a whole different, you know, getting used to that. And then I just filmed for a TV episode, you know? Yeah. So it's like, wow. And I'm like, I was so nervous. I was like, I got the book publishing. I'm like, okay, I just don't read my own book reviews, because that's not a good idea. But now TV, it's like that. And I'm like scared, you know, like what's going to happen. So I think we have to sometimes do inner work too, don't we, to help us.
Oh, for sure. To be able to hold it, right? I think one of the critical things is to understand that the whole process of, and one of the reasons I love that coming to the planet as a healer, as a channel, as someone who is meant to be sharing your gifts, you have a purpose, but it's not just to help others, right? Your purpose is partly, yes, to share your gifts, but it's also for yourself. How are you being challenged, and how are you growing in your life? Like, you are as important, right? In terms of your journey, you are important. And a big part of that is, how are you growing? How are you stepping into challenge? And the business that you create, like, every moment, every stage of your business is going to kick your rear.
Yes, right? Absolutely. It never stops. I'm like 5 minutes in my comfort zone before
and then the next thing comes
and I'm terrified at like every level.
Yeah. Hello, cat. Yeah. I love your cat. But I think that is, and that's intentional, right? Is because it sort of puts you on this fast path for spiritual growth. And what I love, you know, I mentioned the seven different soul types, is that the goal is to help you work through all seven different energies. So as you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I step up to doing, you talk about, how do I talk about my business? Well, that's one specific, one of the energies, right? That's expressive energy. So it's you have to learn all seven. When you do, it's like you begin to embody all aspects of creation. So it gives you a massive fast track in terms of your soul progress. So it's right now, you know, it's really easy to stay in your comfort zone, to stay with the energy that you're used to. And it's so much more comfortable. And what we typically do is, you know, when we're trying to get this going, we'll be like, okay, I'm going to do the part of my business that I'm comfortable with. And then I'm going to maybe do these other two tricks, like stop at step one, and then I'll do maybe step two and step three, because those I kind of know how to do. When I get to step four, I'm scared. So I'm going to go back and do step one again, right? Because I know how to do that. I'm really comfortable with that. So I'm going to go back and do that some more. And that's what we do. So then we just keep doing step one, two, three, one, two, three. And then we never get past it.
Yeah.
And that's, I know. To grow your business, you got to grow yourself.
And I think we need coaching. We need somebody who can see the other side. So if people wanted to work with you, Anne, how do they find you?
AnneTucker.com. It's AnneTucker.com. And it's, you can find the frequency sessions there, as well as my channeling and business energetics. If you go up, there's a whole section, look under business energetics specifically for entrepreneurs, and you'll find all the information that you're looking for.
Great. And you also have a book called Undoubtedly Awesome. And that is about these seven creative types, these soul types, right? That's a fantastic book. I love that book. And I love the conversation you and I had once about what kind of soul type I was. I found it really, like, Validating and Illuminating. So you guys run right out and get her book because it's really great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, that was a fun show. I remember that one.
That was really good. It was really good. Well, thank you so much, Anne. And I'm super excited to be, I'm going to be doing your angelic frequency thing. And I'd love to have you back on actually again pretty soon so we can talk about that. So we can talk about like how you do the angels, like what is that all about? Because it's so interesting. And I know there are a lot of people who watch and listen who love angels and would love to get like an insider view or who are curious about it. And I think you have like the real deal. You have the real connection with them. So let's talk about that too sometime.
Yeah, that sounds great. It is mind blowing from my perspective, and I would love to share about it. Yeah, sounds great. Yeah,
awesome. So thank all of you guys for listening today too. You can find me on my website, lisacampion.com. Stop by and say hi. Thank you again so much for joining us today on The Miracle of Healing, where we are healing the planet one person at a time right here on Empower Radio.